Sometimes you have to walk through the mud.
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who, for the joy set before him, endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Hebrews 12:2-3.
I take a 2-mile walk every day here in the mountains where I live. This time of the year, the snow melts, and sometimes there's a lot of mud on the dirt road. Yesterday, I came to a patch of mud that stretched across the whole width of the road. I stopped short and stared at it in disgust. There was no way around it. I did not feel like trudging through the mud and getting my shoes, my pants, and my white dog soiled with mud. But suddenly God nudged me. "Renee, sometimes you have to walk through the mud to get to the other side." "But it is unpleasant, God, and I'm going to get dirty," I retaliated. This is a very important message to those of you who have mud in your life. Things like rape, abuse, injustice, and shame. You might say that you do not want to walk through the mud because it will contaminate you, corrupt and stain you. This is a lie from the father of lies. These beliefs are already contaminating your mind. Remember, it's not the circumstances that are causing the shame and pain, but what you came to believe about yourself. Therefore, I bless you to walk through the mud. Face the childhood abuse. Look the sexual offenses in the eye. Confront the shame, the mistreatment, the foulness. Do not be afraid. If you stay on this side, you are losing out. Your Father wants to accomplish many things in your life, but these are all on the other side of the mud patch. I encourage you, though, to not face these injustices by yourself, but to find somebody to help you take them to God.
You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. John 15:3. And it is finished. John 19:30.
I bless you to believe that you have already been spoken clean by the words of Jesus. It is finished. I bless you.